Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Well, back to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I want to talk about something I think is really important for you to think about, and that's this gift that your customers give you. Your customers are willing to give you something that on a level that they've never given to you before, and I want you to know about what it is. But first, let's establish two maxims. One is classic. You know what a maxim is, right? A maxim is a generally accepted truth. And there's a classic one, and then there's a new one. The classic one is the cardinal sin of customer acquisition. It's not your customer's job to keep your business top of mind. It's your job. That's the classic maxim. The new maxim states, your website is becoming less of a destination and more of a distribution center. You have to develop a strategy that doesn't depend upon prospects and customers returning to your homepage. So hold those two maxims in your head as we talk about a few other things. You know, every business owner knows it's easier to keep a customer than it is to find a new one. But with all of the options, all the online options and the commercial clutter, right, it's everywhere, isn't it? The average person gets bombarded with hundreds, if not thousands, of commercial offerings every day. More and more all the time, right? So with all that, keeping your customers' attention on you, it's getting harder and harder. The good news, and there is good news, is that for every example of how technology makes business more complicated by adding all this clutter, there's a corresponding tool and application or of some kind that increases efficiency and productivity, meaning that for everything that creates an extra degree of difficulty for you, there's probably an associated tool that helps you deal with it, maybe take advantage of something you couldn't have taken advantage of before, and probably lower your costs. So that's what you got to think about. It's a yin and a yang. It's a two-edged sword, all this new stuff that we're faced with right now. The best example that I can tell you about how to stay on the radar screen of people who already know you, which I identify, you've heard me talk about users before. Users are people you don't know yet. Prospects, you know who they are because you're trying to qualify them into customers, and then the magic folks, the customers, right? So to stay on their radar screen, you have to practice what I call the follow me home strategy. Once any of these three groups, any of these three people, users, prospects, customers, once someone determines that they like your business, they're increasingly willing to give you permission to follow me home. So you can follow them home, but they'll say, follow me home. When they give you their email, they're saying, follow me home. When they follow you on Twitter, they're saying, follow me home. So that's what it is. With all this digital capability we have right now, these are the tools I was talking about a minute ago. They're allowing you to follow me home. You've got to make it available for them to do that. And then you've got to follow them home. And you do it by email with a newsletter. I've got a newsletter, right? I've got an email newsletter. I give you the ability to let me follow you home with my newsletter. Texting. We don't text you, but a lot of people do, and I do with my customers. I work with my customers that way. They may want you to text them with updates, right? Just things maybe updating on their order. And then, of course, social media, where you provide them with useful content, things like that. Follow me home supports three critical elements in the relationship that you have with customers in the 21st century. Emotional is the first one. At the heart of follow me home is trust, that a business won't abuse this privilege. And this is the gift, folks, that when they trust you with their information so you can follow me home, they're trusting you that you won't abuse that. So I'm encouraging you to value that gift, protect it, and perform the way you say you will. It's also practical. Follow me home conveys that you understand they have a lot of options to choose from. These customers, these users, these prospects, they have a lot of options. They're very busy, but they still want to stay connected. So it's very practical, follow me home. It's also technical. Elements on your website that allow them to follow you home, follow them home, I should say. When they say to you, follow me home, when you make that available, it makes it easy for them to subscribe to your newsletter, follow you on Twitter, et cetera, like we've been talking about. That scores what I call the online hat trick. Relevance, thought leadership, and technical capability. Follow me home is good for your business in these four ways. I want to identify four things that you need to think about for your business that follow me home will help you with. Number one, you've been invited with regular to connect to them with regular useful content and appropriate marketing messages. Appropriate is the operative word there, folks. Number two, since it's a natural law that a prospect has to see your impression several times before they convert to a customer. You know that, right, folks? That hasn't changed in all these years. Follow me home becomes an effective and efficient conversion practice. Number three, follow me home is one of the best ways for a user to pre-qualify themselves as a prospect. That's what they do. Somebody you've never met subscribes to your newsletter or follows you on Twitter. They've just pre-qualified themselves because they're interested in what you have. Number four, new technologies make delivering on Follow Me Home easier than ever. Folks, I hope you're taking advantage. I hope you're giving your users, your prospects, your customers, well, on your website, however you're reaching out to them electronically, I hope you're allowing them to follow, ask you. Making it easy for them to ask you to follow me home. And when they're in your businesses, ask them for their email address. When they're in your businesses, ask them in a manner of speaking, can we follow you home? And you'd be surprised how many will let you. Take advantage of that, folks. It's the future. Follow me home is a buying signal waiting to happen. Are you listening? 20 after. I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.